Hello, friends, and welcome to Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting live from the studios of KKNW on 1150 AM here in beautiful Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle in the United States. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place, and I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a much better place. I want to thank everyone so much for making Out of This World one of the most popular talk shows in the Seattle area and the fastest-growing metaphysical and spiritual radio program in the world with over 200,000 listeners in over 80 countries. During our first hour from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. Seattle time, I'll be interviewing who I consider one of America's best psychics, Judy Calley, from the Los Angeles area. And during the second hour from 3 to 4 p.m. Seattle time, I'll be interviewing Tom Palladino, a fantastic and famous scalar energy healer. Before we start, I'd like to thank everyone's support so much for this radio program because Out of This World Radio is a nonprofit program supported entirely by donations. And for those who'd like to donate, please go to the donate button at the upper right-hand corner of the program webpage at www.outofthisworld1150.com and just click on it. I really appreciate your help and support because I know together we can create a much better and happier world. And I also want to thank everyone around the world who's supported the show and helped me raise consciousness and make this planet a better place. And with that, I'd like to thank the many sponsors of this show, including the Crystal Spirit Center in Tacoma. And we're also looking for sponsors and advertisers. Any advertising on the program will have a worldwide audience for your goods and services. With that, I'd like to thank my dear friend Carol, who's designing my website and providing wonderful support, my friends in the Galactic Alliance, who I know are listening today, my angelic and earthly family, and of course, Eric and both Erics here at the KKNW, without whose help and support this program would not be possible. I want to tell everyone, too, that I have a spiritual mentoring program where I teach people how to contact their angels and spirit guides. And if you'd like to get in touch with your loved ones who have passed on or pets or contact your angelic guides and get some good spiritual hopefully good spiritual advice, please email me to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com or you can call me here in the United States at 509-750-9793 or toll-free in the United States and Canada at 1-888-879-8339. Also, if you missed my Galactic Wisdom Conference a few months ago, you can order the videos and some audios of the conference for just $97. If you're interested, please send me an email. My next conference will be held at the same location in Olympia, Washington from April 12th to the 16th, 2019. And I'm having a special now for if you register early, the cost is just $55 for the entire wonderful three-day conference. So if you're interested, please send me an email or give me a call. In addition, this summer, in about 10 days or so, from July 2nd to the 8th, and also from September 6th to the 12th, I'll be taking a group of people to Mount Shasta, Telos, and the Hollow Earth. I've been sponsoring trips to Mount Shasta and Telos and the Hollow Earth since 2016, and this is a wonderful opportunity to visit these wonderful places. The background of that is about 12,500 years ago when the Atlanteans tried to blow up much of the planet. There was a group of Lemurians who escaped to beneath Mount Shasta, and they established a civilization which has been there since that time. They are a fifth and sixth dimensional civilization. They communicate telepathically, and they're very spiritually advanced, and this is an opportunity if you'd like to come in contact with them. Also, we also come in contact with lots and lots of Sasquatch, and I have to give you this message from the Sasquatch that if you are coming on the trip, please bring non-GMO cinnamon rolls with lots of white frosting. They can't get those cinnamon rolls out in the forest there, and they just love them. They go bananas over them. Also, we also see lots of UFOs flying in and out of Mount Shasta. And for those who are skeptical about life on other planets and whether there's UFOs, please come to Mount Shasta, and I'll prove it to you. You'll be able to see them with your own eyes. The cost is only $200 and includes free camping right on Mount Shasta. If you're interested, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. Also, tomorrow on Saturday, June 23rd at the Kent Commons near Seattle at 525 4th Avenue North, I'll be doing readings, and I'll have a special where a 10-minute reading will only cost $10. I also will have copies of my new book, Messages from the Masters. It contains messages from great spirits such as President John F. Kennedy, Professor Albert Einstein, Nostradamus, and, of course, his brother, Senator Robert F. Kennedy, among other great spirits, about our beautiful, bright future. They're the ones who told me several years ago that there would be no World War III, no conflict with North Korea, and everything they've told me so far has been correct. And you can read the book And you can see the prophecies, the things that they told me the last couple of years. The book was published last August, and now these things are coming true. One last favor I'd like to ask all my listeners. My car died this week. It was an old Nissan, and now I need to get a new car. So if anybody out there has a car for under $1,000, it's just looking for a good economical car, please send me an email or give me a call. I'd really appreciate it. My email is outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. You can call me at 509-750-9793. And with that, I'd like to, Eric, if you could please play Ask Not by John F. Kennedy to start us off. It's about 30 seconds, and then I'd like to bring on Judy Calley, one of America's best psychics.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country. My fellow citizens of the world, ask not what America will do for you, but what together we can do for the freedom of man.
What a wonderful way to start a radio program with quotes from John F. Kennedy. I consider him one of our greatest presidents, and he's told me he's still president on the other side. So with that, I'd like to bring on Judy Calley, who I consider one of America's best psychics from the Los Angeles area. Judy, how are you today?
I'm doing very, very well. And I have a little suggestion for you, Ted.
Yes.
Archangel Michael is the Archangel of Mechanical Things.
Oh, right.
And he has a Persian mechanic named Per.
Uh-huh.
You are. You can call him in and he'll help you with your vehicle.
Oh, well, thank you so much. The head gasket is blown, and there's also a rattle at the base of the engine, so it could be warped. And so my mechanic friend yesterday said, Ted, you probably need a new engine.
They can help you with transportation.
Oh,
Archangel Michael is also the Archangel of Mechanical Things, but he's also protection, and he's also electronics. He can help you with computers and iPhones and things like that.
Oh, wonderful. Well,
he's a handy little archangel to have around.
Oh, well, he's here now. He said he's going to help me. So that's
yes,
wonderful.
There you go.
Thank you. Thank you. The spirit world is so much fun. It's
yes.
So much fun.
Yes, and his Persian mechanic, Herb, he'll help you.
Okay, well, thank you so much for saying that.
You're welcome.
You know, we spoke, Judy and I'll tell everybody a secret. We spoke off the air, of course, a few minutes ago before coming on. And when I've called Judy before, we don't complain really. It's just a statement of fact that we're both tired because we're both getting lots of downloads. And one of the ways that really helps me is spending time in water. And this morning I took a nice long swim in a local lake, and I feel so much better today. It feels good to have the water come in. And I think it helps with the downloads too, doesn't it, the lake water?
Well, what water does is water helps increase your intuitive ability. And I had a prayer partner for 9 years. She was in her mid-80s. And whenever we would converse and she would start getting all this information, I'd teasingly say to her, are you on the throne? And she'd say, yes, I am.
Oh, how funny.
Whenever she was on her little porcelain throne or she was in the shower, that's when she would get a lot of her main messages.
Oh, wow.
And water is a conductor for that. So it really does cleanse all of your auras, and it helps to rejuvenate. And, you know, water is such a cleansing agent. And so it's a beautiful way by swimming in the lake, because then you have the beautiful energy of the Lady of the Lake, which is a wonderful thing to do.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I have to share this. I haven't told anybody this much, but there's a spot in the ocean called Tokelon. I'd like to go out here in the ocean, Pacific Ocean. And every time I've been out there recently, I've seen mermaids, mermen.
I
can see their heads bobbing up and down. And one of the things there in this particular location I go to is there's lots of Lemurian energy. It's the same energy found at Mount Shasta. And also on this particular beach, the beach itself is hematite.
Isn't that marvelous?
Much of it is hematite. Now, for those If you don't know what hematite is, it's a shiny metallic metal. It's a shiny metallic substance, and it's good for grounding. But I think also it's magnetic, and the merpeople are attracted to that. I've seen them bobbing up and down in the surf, and I wave to them, and they know I'm around. So it's always fun to go out there and see them.
Well, but it also helps you. You know, we're living lives. The journey of a soul is we choose to live a life in every form of life,
mm-hmm.
and we choose to have every experience in creation. So everybody that's on the call has mermaid and merman life.
Wow.
And when you are attracted, or when things are speaking to you, it's because you're living lives as that, whether it's a tree or a rainbow or an insect or an ocean or a mountain range or mm-hmm. a star or mm-hmm. a planet or the moon or the sun, animals, grains of sand, the thought, wind. We're living lives as every form of life.
Wow. Beautiful. That's...
So it's obviously time for you to awaken your merman and mermaid energy.
Well, I have to tell you this story. Years ago, when I used to live in New Delhi, India, there was a kind of a joke, tongue-in-cheek joke, but it was serious, too, among the people in New Delhi I knew. When a fly landed on your hand or on your food or a table, the way the people there would react was very different than we react here in the West, because they would say something like, oh, that's just your long-lost relative coming to see you. Because
yeah.
they believe in reincarnation. So it gave me yeah. greater respect for all life then, because I wasn't so quick to, you know, take a fly swatter and kill
yeah.
a fly, because actually it could be your long-lost uncle reincarnating to come by and see you again. So.
Well, part of that is because animals in general have a higher consciousness than we do.
Ah,
they
okay.
know how to unconditionally love. We're not
right.
quite there yet.
Right.
So when beings pass, mm-hmm. to the other side. And by the way, the other side, heaven, is right here on Earth, is 3 feet off the ground.
Wow.
Along with the Rainbow Bridge is right here for animals, is
mm-hmm.
3 feet off the ground. So
wow.
this is called heavenly Earth.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a separate place. It's just a higher level of love.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times when people pass, they will come back as a bird or a butterfly or something like that, because the frequency is much easier for them to step into from a higher frequency of love than it is to come all the way back down into the human energy.
Ah, good
and
point.
And if they come back into the human energy, they're only able to hold that space for a few seconds,
mm-hmm.
because it is really much denser than the animal world.
Wow, that's fascinating. Thank you for sharing
mm-hmm.
that. That's really
yeah.
incredible. That's really incredible. Have you been walking outside, for example, sometimes, Judy, where, let's say, a butterfly lands on your hand or a shoulder, or a bird comes by to visit you, and that's a spirit sign?
Well, I knew that when my mother passed, I was living across the United States, and my cousin and her husband had been taking care of my mom. And she studies Buddhism, and it was very interesting because we both got the same message, and she said, I saw a bird this morning, and we both said at the same time, it's mom.
Okay.
And she came back as a really beautiful bluebird. And when my dog Lacey, who was a 3-pound little white poodle who was severely disabled for 2.5 years, and it was finally her time,
mm-hmm.
and she came back as a yellow butterfly because my other dog had stopped eating for almost 6 months.
Wow.
And so I was syringe feeding him, and she came. And she made it very, very clear, and she flew around. She came in the dog park where I took all the dogs. We had 7 dogs. She came in the dog park. She came around our car, so I knew it was her.
Wow.
And then we put another dog to sleep about a year ago named Matilda,
mm-hmm.
who was a red little poodle, 5 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And Matilda, the very next day, came to the dog park that I had brought the dog, plus my daughter and her husband had come to bring my new granddaughter to the dog park. And Matilda, as also a yellow butterfly, flew mm-hmm. all around both of our cars and all inside the dog park. So we knew it was her.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Well,
mm-hmm.
I mentioned this to you off air before, but I think I'll share this with all my listeners, Judy. that this morning I was going through some change to pay a bill, and I was counting out pennies. And there, in the middle of all these pennies, was a 1907 Indian head penny. Now, these Indian head pennies is where it's Native American on one side and it says 1 cent on the other. I mean, it's like finding a gold coin on the streets of Seattle. You just don't see them very often. And the message I got, it was from my ancient Inca brother who wanted to let me know that he was around me today. So I have an Indian head penny that's about 111 years old who ended up in my change this morning. So
isn't that wonderful? Because when we open ourselves to the miraculous, mm-hmm. which is merely just being in your heart center and open. Really, that's what miraculous is.
Right.
And when we allow ourselves to be in the flow of our own sacred heart, where all is provided automatically, those synchronicities happen effortlessly.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always marvelous when you're open and awake and aware and you recognize it and you give gratitude for it.
Yeah.
It's important to recognize the ways that your loved ones pay attention. I was going to guest speak at a local church here, Church of Religious Science in Palm Springs, and I had a client call me whose adult son, had suddenly passed very quickly, and she was absolutely devastated. And so I took 10 minutes to help her to come into balance and to do a prayer. And that meant I was going to be late for the guest speaking. So I called in the angels and I said, please stretch time so that I get there right on time. Mm-hmm. And I had to laugh because there was a car that pulled in front of me as I was just getting onto the freeway. And the message on the license plate was, it's all okay.
Oh, that's beautiful. That is so nice.
And I ended up there right at the perfect time.
Wow.
They had stretched time for me. So, it's so wonderful when we get these messages and we recognize them.
Well, I wanted to ask you, I know we have a lot of time today, but I was going to ask you, Judy, did President Kennedy have something to do with North Korea and the peace agreement's been reached now with President Trump?
Repeat your question, because you faded in and faded out.
Oh, all right.
I want to be clear to hear the whole question.
Sure. Did President Kennedy have, was that part of his peace initiative recently signed between President Trump and Kim Jong-un of North Korea?
Yes.
Okay, I thought so.
Yes.
Good, wonderful.
And he's saying his whole family
was there
to support and help, including Ted. And, of course, Robert.
Mm-hmm.
But he's also talking about his parents.
Oh, okay.
And he's saying that he's cute because he's saying, once a political family, always a political family.
How funny.
And he said, the only thing is you don't have parties on the other side.
Mm.
He said, you just allow yourself to support whatever most honors the benefit of the world.
Oh, nice.
And so he's saying that it's a very different ideology than what a lot of people would understand. But
sure.
He said, when you can see from a more detached perspective and you're not all caught up in the story,
right,
and you can step back and you really see people's intentions and where their fears are coming from and what they're founded on, he said your heart opens up in compassion in ways that surpasses the need to be right or wrong.
Wow.
And so he's saying that he and a specific team that he has put together have been working nonstop around the clock, helping to promote peace in the world.
Oh, how beautiful. I know he mentioned something about that last November, and he couldn't divulge details at the time, but I'm just so happy and proud of him for doing that. Thank you so much, President Kennedy, for bringing peace to the world.
He says, aw, it's nothing. Now he's laughing. And Gandhi is with him, and Gandhi is laughing.
Great man.
So
Mr. Gandhi,
let me see if there's
wonderful.
Anything Gandhi wants to share. Hold on just a moment.
Okay.
He says, give me a minute because I'm chuckling. He is so old. He says that the world is like alphabet soup.
Okay.
And he said, you know, when you're, he says, when you're a little kid and you're eating soup and it's alphabet soup and you look for the letters to form little words.
Mm-hmm.
And he's saying your intention is everything. And so he said, if you recognize that you have the ability to create from your heart what would most serve the world,
mm-hmm.
he said, then you put your attention on that, just like looking how to make your name out of alphabet soup.
Mm-hmm.
And he's saying you just start seeing the word peace. And, you know, one of the things that I personally did is I took the song, Let There Be Peace on Earth, and I changed some of the words to bring it up to date.
Mm-hmm.
And it is my favorite song in the world. And really, it's something that we can all do,
mm-hmm.
is let there be peace on earth,
mm-hmm.
and let it begin with me.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. What a beautiful prayer, Judy. I know that Mahatma Gandhi said that his famous quote was, oh, yes, be the change you wish to see in the world.
Yes, but he's saying it's important to understand that we are all one family.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, if you stop his words specifically targeting this group or that religion or that size or
right.
that color or
right.
that economic thing or that educational level.
Right.
He said, we've gotten very, very isolating in grouping people in groups. He said, that's the exact opposite of what creates world peace.
Wow.
He said, you need to see each being as part of a family. And he said, it's like in your own family. You don't always get along with all your relatives, but you don't kick them out the door. You know, you may not choose yeah. to sit down with them and have a three-hour conversation.
Right.
You may just share a brownie with them or have a cup of coffee, but
right.
you still find a way to recognize and respect the fact that everybody comes from a different perspective because their mm-hmm. life has come from a different perspective.
True.
We're all an individual creation
True.
Of divinity, and no two of us are alike.
True.
So when you allow for all beings to be who they are,
mm-hmm.
and your heart is about opening to compassion, then you are more open to connect to somebody and meet them in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be one extreme or the other. Make the intention to meet them in the middle.
Mm. Nice. What a beautiful thought. Absolutely. And
that comes from Gandhi.
Beautiful, beautiful. And that's what happened in North Korea, didn't it? We both sides.
Yeah,
both sides.
But that's my point. It's mm-hmm. not about somebody being right and somebody being wrong.
Right, right.
Peace comes from going beyond where you've been
mm-hmm.
and opening your heart to at least entertain and to have some sense of awareness
mm-hmm.
of what the other person is saying. You may not agree with it. It may not come from your experience of life,
mm-hmm.
but out of courtesy, you want to meet somebody in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
You mm-hmm. really do.
Yeah.
Because we, you know, if you cut us in the arm, we all bleed the same.
Right, that's
so
true.
So the idea that we're all different is an erroneous assumption. But the beautiful thing is, when you talk to people, I don't care what country they're from, in
uh-huh.
general,
mm-hmm.
they want to have healthy children. They want to have a happy home life.
True.
They want to have time with their community.
Sure.
They want to feel like they matter.
Right.
They want to know that they're contributing in some way.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter where they come from.
Right.
These are just kind of across the board feelings that people have about their families and their life.
Right, right.
So it's, you can meet in the middle if that's your intention.
Mm-hmm.
And they sure. have what's called a family heart chakra.
Mm-hmm.
Most people don't know about this.
Mm-hmm.
And when they showed it to me, you know, when I was a little girl, I'm 71 years around the sun, so mm-hmm. it was a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But they used to have what they called maypole dances.
Mm-hmm.
And they would take a tetherball pole and take crepe paper and tape it to the top of the pole.
Mm-hmm.
And each child would take a different colored of crepe paper and dance around the pole. And when they showed me the family heart chakra, that's what it looks like.
Wow.
It looks like this tube of light with rainbow ribbons of color coming out of the top.
Mm.
And each family member in your family has a different color, rainbow color.
Wow.
And so if you take and send love, like to the crown chakra of
mm-hmm.
the pole,
mm-hmm.
and you send love to the top of the pole, then that love goes into each ribbon, so each member of the family gets the love.
Wow.
Isn't that beautiful?
That is so beautiful. Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's called the Rainbow Heart Chakra, and it's for family.
Beautiful. Thank you.
The Rainbow Family Heart Chakra.
Thank you so much for sharing that, Judy. What a nice gift to give everyone.
You can just take it to the next step. You can do it for the world
mm-hmm.
and see a tube of light in the middle of the world
mm-hmm.
and see every single being on the planet
wow.
with a different rainbow color. And you send love
mm-hmm.
to the heart and to the crown of that tube of light.
Wow.
And then it goes out to all in the world.
Mm-hmm. Wow. How nice. How nice. Thank you for sharing that, Judy. That's beautiful. I know we talked about a couple of other subjects. And I would love to, the door's open. Please talk about anything you like. I know we spoke about the children. Also, please take us somewhere.
Okay.
So, yeah.
First of all, there is a lady named Grandma Chandra that I absolutely adore.
Okay.
And she's a 12th dimensional being.
Okay.
And you can look her up. It's Grandma Chandra, Chandra,
okay.
.com, and she is able at any moment to become a whale, to become a star.
Mm-hmm.
She's an amazing, amazing being. And
mm-hmm.
when I first met her here near Palm Springs many years ago, the guides came in and said, "You were her father in Atlantis."
Oh, wow.
So I have a special heart connection with Grandma.
Mm-hmm.
But here's what she wrote about the solstice for today, and I would like for all of us to benefit from it.
Okay.
So I'd like to offer this to each of your hearts in whatever way honors you
mm-hmm.
through love, ease, grace, and joy in the most benevolent way
mm-hmm.
or something even better.
Mm-hmm.
So I ask you to just tune within to your heart space and feel the rainbow of your chakras, because you're a beautiful rainbow.
Mm.
And feel your rainbow full of gold glitter, and every part of you sparkling and shimmering as a golden rainbow. And the gold color represents divine consciousness,
mm-hmm.
which is what we're stepping into.
Mm-hmm.
We're stepping into divine consciousness. That's what the new earth is. That's what your higher self is.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to step into the higher consciousness of the rainbow of our chakras. And
mm-hmm.
what we want to do is offer, since we're stepping into the fifth dimension,
mm-hmm.
we would like to activate our fifth dimensional chakras.
Mm-hmm.
And there are 12 inside the body,
mm-hmm.
some above the head and below the feet.
Mm-hmm.
So here we go.
Okay.
Hello, soul family. And there again, this is from Grandma Chandra. In these fields of healing violet light that are showering down on you now, in the wake of the summer solstice, Saint Germain of the Violet Flame is lovingly gifting you with further cleansing and lifting of your energy individually and collectively as a human collective. This links us to the crystalline cetacean collective, that's your whales and your dolphins, that completely integrates and knits you into the new Gaian planetary ascending entity. As you keep cleansing and ascending, you emerge from the haziness of your current and former lives and scattered energy. Go through the healing, cleansing violet flame into the new crystal clarity of your emerging pristine communities and the gorgeous harmonies, synchronicities and creativities that you are all bringing forth individually and collectively. Mm-hmm. By working in communion and partnership, you are evolving into your multidimensional greater I am presence, arm in arm with open heart, resonating in your highest love light energy. We co-create your heavenly new world. I love you all, Grandma.
Oh, what a beautiful... Thank you so much for sharing that, Judy. That's wonderful.
So for those of you that may not be familiar with the Violet Flame, mm-hmm. the Violet Flame was brought from the Mystery School by an ascended master named Saint Germain, who also lived a life as Joseph, Jesus' father. He also lived a life as Merlin, Arthur's mentor, mm-hmm. and Count Saint Germain in the south of France. And in the 1930s, to the Ballards, he brought the information from the Mystery Schools about the Violet Flame. And the Violet Flame, in my opinion, is the most powerful tool on the planet. Because when you invoke the Violet Flame, it starts removing what they call any misqualified energy, which is anything unloving and anything that's not truthful. So if you just see the whole world in a bonfire, like when you go camping, and you just see the world in the middle of the beautiful violet and gold flames, and that's all you need to do. Mm-hmm. It's that simple. Mm-hmm. And the Violet Flame was upgraded about 4 or 5 years ago mm-hmm. in January. And mm-hmm. when that happened, it was on the 11th of January. And I remember waking up that morning, and I was the Violet Flame.
Wow.
For over a week. And mm-hmm. when I tuned in, I didn't invoke it. I didn't call it in. I was it. And I looked like violet stained glass. Mm-hmm. So the Violet Flame is something that you can use anywhere, anytime. Mm-hmm. You don't need anybody's permission to use it. It mm-hmm. does absolutely no harm.
Mm-hmm.
And wow. you're actually doing one of the greatest gifts you can do for a person, for a group, for the planet, for the multiverse. You can Violet Flame anything.
Wow.
So that's from Grandma Chandra.
Wow, that's so beautiful. You know, at Mount Shasta last September, every time we've been there, we've seen these violet flame come back, come out of these rocks and completely envelop. When we've been there, and it's amazing. We've got pictures too of that violet flame coming out.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
Oh, it's so pretty, so pretty.
And you know, for years I would have healers that would say to me, "You know, your whole aura is violet," and I would start laughing, and I actually know some people's hair is turned violet because
uh-huh.
they use a violet flame so much. So if you're going to be colorful, what a great color to have on your body, the color violet. There she is. There she is.
Oh, wow. My goodness. My goodness.
But I would also like to talk about the experience that we're having here in the United States with this decision to separate children from their parents.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've been blessed to know a man named James Twyman.
Mm-hmm.
And James Twyman works with the World Peace Prayer Society in Nyack, New York. And I was blessed when I lived in Connecticut and Massachusetts to be invited as a healer to do some healing work at the World Peace Prayer Society.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, the beautiful thing is James Twyman goes all over the world and does peace concerts. Mm. And he makes up his own songs. Mm-hmm. And any place that they're putting a peace pole,
mm-hmm.
and that's the pole that says, "Let there be peace." And it's in every country in their own language that it's been asked to come and be put in.
Mm-hmm.
And every single time, James Twyman is there doing a peace concert. So mm-hmm. he moved his group to Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to share with you his message, because today is the day of the solstice.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the day where energy is magnified.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the day that you want to come together in your heart
mm-hmm.
with like hearts.
Mm-hmm.
And put your energy into moving into a more expanded loving state.
Mm-hmm.
So here's what James Twyman says. Join us for a massive worldwide synchronized meditation to heal the current U.S. policy of forced child internment. Mm. It doesn't matter if you lean to the left or you lean to the right,
yeah.
or if you're from the U.S. or some other country.
Mm-hmm.
This is about being a human being.
Right.
And thousands of children are being locked in cages at the U.S. border, and yet most people feel helpless, having no idea what they can do to stop this terrible practice.
Right.
Here's what you can do. Join people from all around the world for about 15 minutes of compassionate silence.
Mm-hmm.
and feeling that this terrible practice has been stopped.
Right.
Your positive feelings are the most powerful prayers you have. You are not helpless when you join with millions of people around the world feeling that compassion has prevailed over insanity. Healing occurs automatically. I've witnessed this miracle dozens of times through other worldwide synchronized meditations, and we can repeat that success here. I've seen fighter jets turn back from their targets in the face of millions of people praying peace,
well,
and battles in Syria literally stopping in front of us when people like you join together at the same moment
mm-hmm.
for the sake of peace.
Beautiful.
The insanity that is occurring at the U.S. border right now, punishing innocent children by locking them in cages and keeping them away from their parents, must stop today. Once again, we will be in Mexico holding the energy of millions of people who believe love can heal any level of insanity. Join us and pass this word along to everybody you know, asking them to do the same.
Wow.
So what I'm going to suggest is we all take a moment and just tune into your heart and feel your heart flame, because at the base of your throat, where the little hollow space is your connection to your sacred heart. That's your high heart.
Mm-hmm.
That's your immortal heart. That's your heart that's connected to you as the heart of Creator
mm-hmm.
and you as the heart of creation. And your sacred heart actually resides in front of your spinal column in your body.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you take a moment and connect to your own flame of life, however you choose to do that, and see your flame of life joining all the flames of life of the world. And I'm going to ask for Kuan Yin, the goddess of compassion,
mm-hmm.
to come in and to overlight the whole world
mm-hmm.
so that not only are we talking about this situation in the United States, but we're talking about places in the world where war is still happening, where poverty is happening, where
mm-hmm.
children are being separated from families for various reasons. And where people from indigenous cultures have had a lot of criticism
mm-hmm.
and a lot of stress because they choose to live the natural way with the earth.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to open our hearts compassionately to allow all beings for the benefit of the world, to open our hearts to all souls. We are each a thread in the weave of life.
Mm-hmm.
And no one thread is more important than any other thread. So in this moment, open your heart and feel your heart encompassing the world.
Mm.
And feel your heart loving every soul. And choose the most benevolent outcome that honors each soul as an individual and honors each soul as a collective, as a family in the world. And may two extra angels be assigned to every person that is in any way, shape, or form dealing with the types of things we're talking about today.
Mm-hmm.
And may those angels assist them to walk the path of grace and to feel the love of who they truly are and to stand in the truth of who they are and shine and glow and bless the world. So in this moment, put your hands on your heart and feel the world in your heart and know that in this moment, you're covering the whole world with your love. And so it is. Beloved, we are for something even better.
Oh, that's great. Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you.
Felt really good. Thank you, Judy, so much. Thank you so much. I have to ask you, is my good friend Brainy Boy there today?
You know, he is, and there's also a couple of other beings that I would like to share their messages
as well. Oh, okay, please, yes.
One is King Solomon.
Okay.
So here we go. It is only appropriate that I come forth on a day where the divine consciousness has been explained, because in the realm of understanding, no matter what story you read about me, I am known the world over for golden wealth. But the golden wealth that I most cherish was the wisdom of my own divinity. And because I chose to use my resources wisely, and I chose to be wisely wealthy, then I was able to share with multitudes of beings from the overflow. And that is how I'm suggesting that you look at wealth. It isn't about hoarding. It isn't about keeping things hidden in a bank account. It isn't about hiding it under a mattress. It's about you giving yourself permission to share your wealth with an open heart and know that it is a circle. As you receive on the left side of your body, your feminine side, you also then share on the right side of your body with your masculine energy, and you are a perfect circle of light. And so as you step more into the frequency of gold, it illumines you in the most miraculous way. So choose when you think about wealth. Think about wealth of heart and wealth of mind and wealth of health and wealth of compassion and wealth of intelligence and wealth of family. And think of wealth as an overflowing abundance that you joyfully share with others, as others joyfully share with you. I am King Solomon, and I am covering you with a million golden coins of love as we are speaking.
Nice. Thank you, King Solomon, so much.
This is Albert Einstein.
Oh, Professor.
Affectionately known as Brainy Boy to Judy. This idea of celebrating people because they seem to be more brilliant in knowledge than other people is another way of separating yourself from people. We all carry divine intelligence and divine wisdom, and we each have a reason for sharing what speaks to our heart. One person is brilliant with food and makes food with love and helps people heal. Another person is very talented in music, and they will share from their heart their joy in playing an instrument or singing or dancing, and they will provide entertainment for another or soothe the heart. Another will know how to creatively use the resources of the world. Another will understand how to take the knowledge of something and simplify it so that you can share that intelligence with many, many beings. So I am known in the world, if you look at it that way, and of the world, as a man of superior intelligence. But I tell you, I have never met a being that did not have superior intelligence in one way or another.
Wow.
So I ask you to celebrate each soul that you meet and tell your I am present. I choose to see their brilliance. I choose to tap into the gift that they're here to give, and I celebrate that. I am Albert Einstein. And it is my pleasure to be here today to knock on your heart and say, knock, knock, who's there? Brainy boy.
He's so funny. So funny. Thanks for coming on, my friend.
Okay.
That's great.
Keith Joseph is here.
Oh, wonderful. Okay.
Keith Joseph is one of my main guys.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a Nez Perce chief.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever I tune in to Chief Joseph, I sit straighter. Mm-hmm. There's a sense of nobleness,
mm-hmm.
of his integrity, mm-hmm. that I feel so deeply in every part of me.
Mm-hmm.
So here we go.
Okay.
I call forth today to expound on what Judy shared earlier when she mentioned the indigenous cultures of the world. There are many ways to celebrate the earth. There is not one way that is better than another,
mm-hmm.
as long as not causing harm is your intention.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter whether you hold a festival, or you dance in the moonlight, or you swim in the water and you bless it, or you eat a piece of fruit, or you lay on the ground and you send a hug to the earth, or you choose to stand in a circle with your brothers and sisters and send love to a tree so that it has new energy and renewed vitality to go and grow in a new way. Or you take a flower and you add it to your salad and you enjoy it that way.
Mm-hmm.
The important thing is to recognize that the indigenous cultures of the world naturally tuned in to the beauty of what Earth represented,
mm-hmm.
and what the planet represented and what the universe represented. And that is a wise choice for all to consider. And on this day, when Judy was talking about these issues in the world where we are separating people from various reasons, that mm-hmm. is not the way of peace.
Mm-hmm.
That is not the way of peace. It is never the way of peace.
Mm-hmm.
Inclusiveness, not exclusivity,
right.
is the way of peace.
Mm-hmm.
So when you go to look at your brother or sister of the world, stop a moment and really look at them and ask yourself, how can I celebrate them in my heart in a new way?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we've been known in many of our cultures of what we call the indigenous tribes of the world.
Mm-hmm.
We have been known for centuries as the people who celebrate 5, 6, 7 generations. And we choose to make our choices celebrating our family,
mm-hmm.
and our villages and our tribes and the world by making decisions that truly will benefit every generation from us on.
Mm-hmm.
That is a truly wise way to determine if the direction that you're putting your energy in is really helping the world come to peace,
mm-hmm.
or are you creating more separation and divisiveness? Nobody benefits from secular understanding of isolating anybody. We need to open our hearts in compassion. We need to open our minds to recognize the beauty of all life.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to celebrate our beautiful Mother Earth and our Father Sky and our beautiful stars and sun and moon and all the planets and all the cycles of life. And just allow ourselves to be present and be open and feel in this moment that you're 100% alive and you're here to share the beauty of who you are with the world. That is the way we are taught as young people in our villages and our tribes,
mm-hmm.
and our communities, is to love one another as a family and share as a family. I ask you to open your heart in some way from this point on and try once a week to share in a new way to expand your understanding of family. It can be as simple as getting a meal for somebody that's homeless. It can be sitting and holding and hugging somebody or holding their hand who's going through a medical test and they're scared. Mm-hmm. It can be smiling at somebody who seems to be in misery mm-hmm. and just send them a heart of love. There are many ways in which you can touch hearts all over the world. Mm-hmm. I am Chief Joseph, and I offer my assistance into your heart at any time. And I would be more than happy to help you to share the beauty of who you are and to recognize the beauty of all life mm. in new, marvelous, wonderful ways. Mm. I surround you with a big hug from me to you. Mm.
Thank you so much, Chief Joseph. Thank you so much.
Okay, White Buffalo Calf Woman is here.
I'm sorry?
White Buffalo Calf Woman, she has a brief message. Here we go.
Okay.
I heard the prayer that was brought forth today on this program with your heart. And I am taking all of you and holding all of you and all the things that have been discussed today in my heart. I am White Buffalo Calf Woman, and I carry the heart of the Divine Mother. And I celebrate the earth and the beauty and the bounty of who the earth is. I ask that you pay more attention to the ways in which you can pollute less. Mm-hmm. And you can leave no imprint. Try to be careful of how you use your resources and see if you can cut down on your trash, cut down on your waste, cut down on the ways in which you could still use something and recycle it or use it in a new way. Think of the earth and try to cooperate with the earth. Do not use the earth as a dumping ground. Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for sharing her message. That's beautiful. Wow.
And now we have a clean room.
Oh, good. Well, Judy, we've got about 2 minutes left, and it was recently the anniversary of the tragic assassination of Senator Robert F. Kennedy, and I was wondering if he might be available to say a few words in our last few seconds here.
Well, first of all, he has the most marvelous smile that always lights up my heart.
Mm, absolutely.
Here we are. Okay. This is Bobby. And I come to you in a little more informal way because it is really a gift to have souls cherish you because of time you've spent here trying to create a better world. It is quite cheerful as it brings me to a place of humbleness when I realize the impact of the choices that I and my family made. And here we are all these years later. And I can't tell you how fulfilling it is to know that the seeds that were planted, the choices and the decisions that were done at that time came from a very explosive time on our planet mm-hmm. in the 1960s. Mm-hmm. Where lots of conflicting information was being shared all at one time. But it is quite remarkable that as I've walked through that time frame to the present day, I feel less and less harm coming from people and more wisdom and love.
Judy, Senator Kennedy, would you mind holding over for 5 minutes? We're reaching the end of our hour, but I'd love to have you continue for a few minutes into the next hour.
Okay.
Okay. Please stay tuned, friends. This is Out of This World Radio with Judy Calley, one of America's best psychics. We'll be back on the air in just a few minutes.